Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. I wish you a very happy new year. God bless you. May this year be filled with the joy, the peace and hope of Christ in your life. Let me encourage you with this beautiful verse from the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, in this new year, we need to be determined to understand and to comprehend the goodness and the grace of God over our lives. 2023, the Lord has been faithful to us. He has been gracious to us, merciful to us, and He will continue to be faithful, gracious, and merciful to us in 2024. Our God never changes. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So be encouraged to know that His light is shining upon you, and His light will always continue to shine through your life in this year of 2024. So, the scripture says, arise and shine. So what does that mean? Refuse to let your past rob you of your future. This year, God wants to give you a new start. And let's face it, if you all have relationships that can't be healed and issues that will never be resolved to a liking, but by God's grace, we can forgive. By His grace, we can forget and we can move on. You don't have to lie awake at night digging up old bones, picking at scars, and reviving painful memories. If you give them an opening, the ghosts of your past will take up residence in your head. You say, but I still struggle in so many areas. We all do. Even the great apostle Paul admitted he didn't have it all together. Unlike those who condemn in others the very things they struggle with themselves, Paul admits, I know the law, but can't keep it. Sin keeps sabotaging my best intentions. I'm speaking to you from Romans 7, 17 to 20. And he also says, I need help. I decide to do good, but my decisions don't result in actions. Something gets the better of me every time, right? So we can thank Paul that from all of us who mistakenly thought that once we became Christians, there would be no more struggles. But Paul does not stop there. He adds two important scriptures. In Romans 6:4, he says, just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too may live a new life. Therefore, rise. Secondly, in the same way as Christ, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. In verse 11 of the same chapter of Romans 6. So again, arise to live with Christ in 2024. And you may ask, how then should I handle my old issues? Simple. Admit them, give them up, and forget them. Instead of fighting battles you cannot win, let Christ's resurrection power sweep through your life and sever the ties between you and the pain of your past. Because this year, you cannot carry your old baggage in this year of 2024. Hallelujah, get rid of it and be free. Walk in absolute freedom that comes forth from Jehovah. No unforgiveness, no bitterness, no relationship strain. Just be filled with the agape love of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are honored to enter into the year of 2024. Lord in heaven, there is no construct of time. It's only on this earth that you have given us for man to measure his life through the times and the seasons that you have placed on this planet. We are grateful to you for that. We are grateful to you for your blessings and for your faithfulness, for your healings and your deliverances in the year of 2023. And Lord, we look forward to a great year, a year of hope in this year of 2024, O God. The Lord God Almighty, your word says that the plans that I have for you is to flourish you, to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. We believe that, O God. Lord, today I pray as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from every appearance of evil. I pray for the ones who may be sick in their bodies. I speak healing into their frames right now in Jesus' name. Their mind and their body are aligned to God's word. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise and we give you the honor. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you and a great year of 2024. Happy New Year to you. Bye for now.